person doesn't know someone in the neighborhood, and you say, well, that's okay, when next time he comes around, I'll
introduce you. Introduce you.
Right. Would you ever use, do you know the term knock you down to mean to introduce you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If someone gives you a long, you know, line of arguments and reasons for doing something, and you take them all into consideration, and say, yeah, I've taken into consideration everything you've had to say, but I still won't go. You say, but so now, but what? I still won't go.
But I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, something like yet and still, still and all, for all that, nevertheless.
Nevertheless, I still won't go.
You wouldn't use yet and still.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were you saying?
I was saying, I thought it was some derogatory names for life. But, Jungle Bunny.
Yeah.
And Spade.
Uh-huh.
And then a friend of mine uses one that kind of pokes fun at the old South, mm-hmm. saying Negra.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits there and he tells me it's the old South pronunciation for Negro. So.
Uh-huh. Well, so he uses the term Negra as a kind of pejorative term, you mean? Or?
It's poking fun more or less at the old South, more so than at the black.
I see. He's calling the... Because that's the term. Do you have, are there many, what about the distribution of blacks and whites in the schools you went to? In Cleveland,
I'd say it was about 20-80, 20% black.
In the
high school.
How about the elementary school?
The elementary schools, it wasn't segregated when I went to it, I don't know.
It was, or?
It wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't integrated.
It wasn't integrated, yeah.
I mean, it was all white and all black in the elementary. But you say about 20% black in the high school.
It ran between 20 and 30, I would say.
Now. Could you just describe? I've got a couple minutes here. Just describe the neighborhoods in Cleveland where the blacks live. Where are the
blacks?
Yeah.
It's generally in six. It's called Sixth Ward, which isn't Sixth Ward anymore, but it's still called that.
Sixth what?
Sixth Ward. Cleveland is divided into wards anyway. It's called Sixth Ward. You could say it's across the tracks.
Yeah. Well, what part of town? Is it the west side? It's the east side of town, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like you're going to Copper Hill.
Uh-huh. So I came through that. Now, are the blacks all pretty much limited to that area right there?
Yes. There are a few scattered in outlying areas, but the majority are in that area.
And what kind of work do they do there?
Mostly I would say factory work and some janitorial work, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
But would you say that the number of blacks, there are a greater number of blacks proportionately at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga than at the...
It's hard to say. I would say there may